Mark. Get set. We're riding on the internet. Cyberspace set free. Hello, virtual reality.
Interactive appetite. Searching for a website. A window to the world. Got to get online.
Take a spin. Now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
Ah, thank you, Ham. We have an open. We have a brand new segment that we are calling the Sweet Spots Internet Hall of Fame. Thank you, Ham. I think the Internet Hall of Fame is already a Twitter account, so we will call it the Sweet Spots Internet Hall of Fame, so we won't get in trouble. And since it was the Hall of Fame weekend, I really just want an excuse to play funny things that we see on the internet on our show. And I think this is a good opportunity for us, and it can be from, you know, years and years ago. So what we are starting here on the Sweet Spot, and this won't be weekly. Maybe it'll turn into something big. I don't know. We can do it whenever we want. There's no rules to it. But we're making a Hall of Fame for funny crap that we've seen on the internet.
Okay.
And this will be like a Hall of Fame. We will present our said moment from the internet. We can play it, and then we will vote. We have five people on the show, and to get into the Hall of Fame, the Internet Hall of Fame, you need 80% of the vote. So four out of the five votes.
So that's even more stringent than the baseball or the NFL Hall of Fame.
Right.
80% threshold.
80%. Now, there's no timeline. This could happen this week. It could happen in 2005.
Okay.
There's no timeline. You don't have to be out of the league. You don't have to have a certain amount of war, whatever. If you think this is funny, if you think it holds up, if you think it gets into the Hall of Fame, you bring it to the show, you present it, we vote, you get in.
What if I call Goose to present mine? Would that sway you guys a little bit more?
I would actually love that if you could get Goose to be, just say, nah, it's Turtle Cat. He's in.
Okay.
That's all he says. But yeah, let's get this thing going. And I will, I'll kick things off here. And I had a couple, I think we all have one today that we're going to present. I had a few and it was hard to pick between one. But for our inaugural class, and I think this is the video that I referenced the most to you guys off the air, so this will be my first nomination. You can... Thank you. So this was on Comcast News in Chicago about a decade ago. The Cubs introduced their new mascot, who we all know now is named Clark the Cub. He's at every game. He's at the All-Star game. And Clark is a... He's a mascot Cub. He's wearing a home Cubs jersey, a hat, and he doesn't wear any pants because most mascots don't wear pants.
Yeah, what bears wear pants?
Yeah, exactly. Now, when they introduced this mascot on the Comcast News in Chicago, like big time news, probably the 10 o'clock news, they had an artist rendering of the mascot, not wearing pants, but they drew everything down there.
He was anatomically correct.
They drew all of it. And they're showing this on the news. They keep the picture up there. It's a hilarious visual. If you Google Clark the Cub naked, this video will pop up. Let's present the audio.
The Chicago Cubs, they introduced their new mascot, their first ever mascot, Clark the Bear. Described as a young, friendly cub who can't wait to interact with the kids. Also worth noting, he doesn't wear any pants. I think that is a gag photo. If we can switch to the next one, he also chooses to wear sneakers. But the New Orleans Pelicans, they may have a mascot problem of their own. Their mascot, Pierre the Pelican, is horrifying. He looks like a deranged, bloodthirsty clown that feeds on children. So both of them, pretty bad, but which one was the worst? Mind you, that one was an artist's depiction.
Just so you know, doesn't actually have a penis. It's just that was just the rendering.
What a decision that would reset. Be if it actually had a dong. Everybody just has to deal with it.
Like, most mascot, like, the Philly Fanatic is creepy. A lot of them are kind of weird. But yeah, if you actually had one with all of it there. And then they mention the Pelican. Yeah, it looks like he feeds on children. Like, that's quite descriptive.
So
yes.
Are we voting now?
Let's vote. Of course, I'm going to vote yes. It's one of my favorite internet videos of all time. It always makes me laugh. Sean?
You reference it all the time. Anytime the Cubs are playing in Wrigley during our show, there's always a Clark the Cub reference at some point, either on air or off air.
It's so rent-free.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and say yes.
Justin?
I'll say in.
Okay. Oh. We got four. Lando?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
Unanimous.
Okay. Clark the Cub.
100%.
Is in the Internet Hall of Fame. The Sweet Spot Internet Hall of Fame. Trademarked. Boom, you got in. Sean?
I feel like I don't have to do too much to present this. This is something we see every year when the 4th of July rolls around.
Oh, yes.
There's incredible drops, and the audio or video, it doesn't matter which mode of this you see or hear, it's hilarious. And, of course, that's Reverse Terry.
Bagel, 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 Terry. Put it in reverse, Terry. Put it in reverse. Oh, Lord. Lord, Jesus. What you doing, Terry? Terry, what you doing?
His laugh.
Crazy laugh. And of course, Terry's in a wheelchair. They light the fireworks. He can't back up for some reason. He's nearly, I don't know, nearly burned to death maybe, but he was just out of the way enough to where hilarity ensued. I feel like if Clark the Cub is unanimous, I feel like this should at least get in.
So there's something very special about this video. It's hilarious, and there's something oddly just wholesome about it too. Even though this guy's life is in danger, I can watch this video and it just makes me happy. Mm-hmm. So yes, absolutely.
Yes, of course. Wheelchair related.
Okay. Yeah. Automatic vote. Ham, yes.
Yeah. This was going to be my submission. I had to pivot after I found out that Sean.
No. Okay.
That's okay. I'm glad that we have similar thoughts, because if there is an inaugural class for the Sweet Spot Internet Hall of Fame, it feels like you have to put the all-time greats in.
Absolutely.
And to me, this is an all-time great internet.
So put it in reverse, Terry. You're in the Sweet Spot Internet Hall of Fame.
Nice.
Got to have the sound there. Justin.
I'm going to go with another classic. If we're going just full classics for the inaugural class, we're going to go with the four most famous Asian pilots you've ever heard in your entire life.
Coroner is still trying to determine the cause of death and whether she was already dead when the truck hit her. We have new information now also on the plane crash. KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Tu Lo, Ho Li Fook, and Bang Ding Ao. The NTSB has confirmed these are the names of the pilots on board Flight 214 when it crashed. We are working to determine exactly what roles each of them played during the landing on Saturday.
So, of course, the newscaster did not think it was weird that the names just happened to be
perfect. When I hear that, I think of the production people off to the side just losing their S, thinking, oh my God, she actually read it.
Barb read it.
Yes.
In the same class of Clark the Cub, like, this made it on the air somehow. Like, people had to read these. People had to see the naked picture of Clark the Cub. And they're like, yeah, this is fine. Let's just go with this. We need more of this in the news.
She's like, well, how ironic that there is a pilot out there in a crash named Holy Fook.
Bang Ding.
Ting Wong, Wee Tu Lo, Holy Fook, Bang Ding Ao.
Wee Tu Lo.
Bang Ding Ao is underrated in those names.
So good. All right.
Absolutely. I'm voting that in. Yes.
Yeah, there's.
Yes.
Come on.
Justin, of course.
You got it.
Everybody.
All right.
Holy Fook, you are in the Sweet Spots Internet Hall of Fame. Congratulations. Ham?
Mine's from like the 1970s, but it reappeared in 2010. This is considered the Russian Rickroll. This is the Trololo song, where originally, when it aired in 1976, Soviet censor said it was too westernized because he was talking about a song. The song was about a cowboy returning home.
Okay.
And so rather than scrap the song, this guy decided to just sing it, the melodies. And I showed this to Monty. He looks like a ventriloquist as he's doing it, because he's like jovially walking around.
Okay.
And he's just smiling as he's just belting this out. But the song just keeps on getting progressively more insane.
How long's the song?
About 2.5 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
This sounds like something Ham would listen to.
Yeah.
I kind of
want
to do this at Ticket Stock one year.
You should.
Yeah. It's insane.
You make love to this song.
I would if I could.
Just light some candles. Burn some incense.
Still going.
Ooh, yeah.
Hit that note.
All right, this is my submission.
We're going to vote on this?
Yeah.
Hands voting yes, I guess. I'm going to have to go no first ballot. Now, that doesn't mean you can be on the ballot again.
Yeah, can I bring it up next week?
So if you do this at ticket stock, I'll vote yes. But I'm going to go no on the first ballot. Sorry, Ham, just because I'm not familiar with it. It is funny. It is Ham. But I'm going to go no.
So he's got to keep putting it on the ballot till February?
No, you can't do it. You can't do it consecutively. Please not.
I'll wait 2 weeks.
Please not this song.
I'll send you guys the video because the video accompanies it.
Okay. I think I've seen this video. I don't think I can put in first ballot just because I needed a lot of explanation. I didn't know exactly what it was. And this is the first ever class, so.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean I can't have my mind changed in the future.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm out.
Okay. So, Ham, I'm sorry.
I'm on the record. I would say yes.
Okay. So we got two out of five that doesn't get you into the Internet Hall of Fame. Sorry, weird song. You don't make
it. What is this title?
Trololo song. I'll send it to you guys.
Okay.
State Farm.
And now we have State Farm. Lando, we got one more.
I think this was the first true viral video, and I think for the initial class of the Sweet Spot Internet Hall of Fame, this has to be on the ballot.
Lazy Sunday, wake up in the late afternoon. Call Parnell just to see how he's doing. Hello, what up?
This was 08? 07?
Yeah, it was around that time, yeah. I mean, this was the first time anyone had, like, a YouTube video that everyone shared and talked about.
Boy, E-Bombs World, Lando, love this song.
Yeah. Now, was this pre or post D in a Box?
This was before. This was their first video.
Yeah. Okay. And I think that's what is persuading my vote, because you could really present any of their songs. I'm on a Boat was a big one. D in a Box. But if this is the first one that paved the way, I think that is special to it. So if you're voting for one, this gets my vote.
Sure.
For sure.
Absolutely.
What about Jazz in My Pants?
That was another great one. Another great one.
He'll be playing for the Yankees tonight.
Ooh, oh,
Spokes.
Jazz Chisholm. Good one.
Yep.
So we all voted yes?
Yeah, it's in.
All right. Lazy Sunday, you are in the Sweet Spots Internet Hall of Fame. So our inaugural class consists of Clark the Cub on Comcast News, Put It in Reverse Terry, The Asian Pilots, and Lazy Sunday. So those are our first four. We'll see if we can get some more in here in sometime. I don't know, next week, whenever we feel like it.